The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 4th, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Kankhanta karmanam siddhi jajantya iha devata. Chitram hi manushe loke siddhid bhavati karmaja. Generally, people are karmaja. Karmaja means one who wants to enjoy the fruits of his labor. Everyone in this material world, they have come to enjoy. So, therefore they are working so hard. We have seen in big cities, especially in the Western world, they are working very, very hard. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma Jat Indriya Pritaye Aprinoti. Nasadu Manne Jatva Atmanayam Klesada Asannapi Klesade Asad Deha. People do not understand that because we have got this material body, these sufferings are there. We are spirit, aham brahmasmi. We are all spirit soul. But somehow or otherwise we have contracted this material world and we are bound up by our karma or result of pretty activities, and the result is this body. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. We work in a certain way in contamination with the modes of material nature, and we get different types of body. These are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Why there are different types of body? Now we are sitting, say 100 men here. We have got different types of body. Not that everyone's body of the same type. Why? Why the scientists cannot reply this? But Bhagavad Gita replies. What is the reply? The reply is karanam gunasanga asya sadasat joni janmasu. We have got different types of body from different types of mother. So karanam gunasanga asya. Mother means joni and father means bija. Yatha jani yatha bijam. Our birth is taking place according to the mother and the father. Yatha bijam yatha jani. So we are getting different types of body, human body or animal body or demigod body. This is due to karanam. What is the reason? Karanam gunasangasya. We are associating with different modes of material nature. by your karma activities. Therefore, there are division of karma. Chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhav. That is also creation of God. Chaturvarnam guna karma. It is very subtle subject matter. According to guna and karma, we are getting bodies, and we are preparing also next body according to this guna and karma. So, if we change our guna and karma, then we can again regain our spiritual body. This is the process. Guna, in the Bhagavad Gita it is also advised, Trijunna Visayabhida Nistrijunna Bhavaji. We have to transcend the gunas, the infection of these material qualities. It is naturally happening. God's, I mean to say, machine is so perfect that it is automatically taking place. Prasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate Shakti. God's energy, Krishna's energy, is so perfect that it is automatically being done. We have got some experience nowadays. The pilot is sitting in front of the airplane, and there are very fine electronic machines, and he is pushing one button. Immediately the wings is working, it is going down, it is very a delicate position in the air. A little mistake in the pushing of the button, the whole plane may be crashed. So, nowadays scientists, they have invented so many fine machineries that it is working very nice. We came from London to Bombay in 8 hours. So this is very nice. But at the same time, we should appreciate that how much nice machinery are there which is conducting the whole cosmic activities. So that is stated in the Vedas that Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sriyati Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyat. Krishna's knowledge is so perfect. Krishna says, Maya Dhakshena Prakriti Sriyati Sacharacharam. This nature's work is going on, not whimsically, but under the guidance of pushing the button of Krishna. By Krishna. It is not that any scientist can understand that no machine, however nicely made, finely made, without pushing the button, it cannot work. So, the huge machinery of the cosmic manifestation, which is working so nicely and perfectly, our Dr. Swarup Damodar has mentioned in his book very nicely, there must be some brain, or big scientist, even Professor Einstein, he also admitted. So there is brain. That brain is Krishna. The brain is Krishna. So, people are working. In the previous verse we have discussed, Je jathamān prabhadyante tān sutaiva bhajāmaham. Krishna is the Supreme Father. He is very loving Father. So, He has given freedom to His sons. We are all sons. Mamaivamsa Jivabhuta, Aham Bijapada Pita. Krishna says, I am the Bijapada Pita. Material nature is the mother. Mamojani Mahat Brahma, Aham Bijapada Pita. So, the original father is Krishna, and mother is his material nature. So I am the soul, spirit soul, very minute position. My magnitude is very, very small. That is also given in the Shastra. Tesadra satavadasya satadha kalpitasya. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. That is my magnitude. So that bija, that spiritual spark, is given by Krishna, and the material nature, kiti apo anora vayu khang mano buddhi revacha. This body is in this way, we have got. So, because we are now in the material world, we have got the propensity to enjoy, to exploit the resources of material nature. Krishna has given us the opportunity. Therefore, he said in the previous verse that Jiva Thamam Prabhadanti. If you want, because material nature is also Krishna, or Krishna's energy. Not Krishna, Krishna and Krishna's energy, there is no difference. That I have explained last night. That is the fire and heat. That is a same quality. In the heat there is warmth, and the fire there is warmth. Still the heat is not the fire. This is called inconceivable, timeless, simultaneously one and different. This is perfect philosophy. Everything is one with the Supreme, and at the same time it is different. This is perfect philosophy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achinta Bhidave Tattva. So, here, in this material world, people are trying to enjoy. Therefore, Krishna says, Tankantya Karmanang Siddhi. Everyone is working very hard. Any business he's doing, he's praying, my Lord, give me the opportunity that I may get success in my business. The Krishna is giving. That is also very nice. If a person desiring some material profit, remembering Krishna, that is also welcome. Welcome, because he is not atheist. Atheist class man, even for material success, they do not pray to God. But his class, one who has got background, pious activities, he is called theist. Impious, sinful activities or sinful man cannot remember even God. Namang duskitinam murha prabhadante naradhama. Jisam antatatam papam jananang punyakarma. So, to remember even God, even go to God in temple or mosque or church and pray to God, give me this benefit. Just like Christian way of worshipping is, O God, give us our daily bread. Hindus also go to temple and pray to God that give me some profit. I am very poor man. So Krishna says that is also welcome. Chaturvidha bhajante maṁ sukriti na arjana. Ātva jñāna Artha. Arthati, yes. Artha Vidyasu Jnani Chavartas. This is not pure devotee, but they are pious. One who goes to the temple and prays to God for some material profit, they are also pious. They are not sinful. But those who are sinful, they do not go even to the temple. They think, what is this temple now? We shall earn money. Our present government is encouraging this method, that why should you go to temple and waste your time? If you want money, then take to industries, work hard like an ass, and you get money. That is the policy. But Srimad Bhagavat says, no, this is not good. To work so hard like dogs and hogs, they especially, Srimad Bhagavat has mentioned the word hog, pig. Nayana diha diho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhati birbhujangji. Birbhujang, bir means stool. Stool bhujang. So one who eats stool, that means the pigs. So they are working very hard, day and night, to find out where is stool. How to eat, how to eat, how to sleep. This is everything. But actually human life is not meant for that purpose. And to reduce some work, sometimes we think that let me go to the temple, if God or some demigod becomes very pleased upon me, then quickly I shall get the benefit. That is mentioned here. Kankanta karmanang siddhi. This is also mentioned in the Vedas, that if you want success in this line, then worship this demigod. If you want beautiful wife, then worship Uma. If you want this, they're all listed. I don't remember just now, but these are recommended. These are recommended, therefore, according to Vedic system, if you worship some demigod for some particular purpose, that is recommended. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the antavastu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedha. Antavastu phalam tesham. If you get some profit, material profit, you can get it very easily. That's what he said. Tankanta karmanang siddhi jajanta yadevata kiprang hi manuso loke. Just like that is the difference between worshipping Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the demigod. There are many examples. Just like Lord Shiva, one demon, or a devotee of Lord Shiva. But generally, we find in the Shastras, just like Ravan. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Recognized. But he is accepted as a demon, Rakshasa. Although he was a great devotee, Mahishasura, he was also a great devotee of Goddess Durga. But it is described as Asura. So, according to Shastra, it is said there are two divisions of men, Deva and Asura. Deva means the devotee of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva, asurastat viparya. So, It is very interesting. By worshipping different demigods, we get immediate result. We meet just like the Bhasmasura. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and when Lord Shiva was perfectly worshipped, he wanted to give him some benediction, and he asked Lord Shiva that, please give me this benediction, that on the head of anyone, if I place my hand, immediately his head will be gone, vanished, vanquished. The Lord Shiva is known as Asutosh. Asutosh very quickly, very easily he becomes pleased. That is Lord Shiva's great qualification. And if anyone wants anything, even if it is very obnoxious, he grants, all right, take it. So Lord Shiva gave him the benediction, yes, I give you the benediction. So then he wanted to taste it. So he said, sir, let me place my hand upon your head. So Lord Shiva was in danger, you see. Then he went to Lord Vishnu, please save me. This man took benediction from me, and now he wants to place his hand upon my head. So Vishnu Maya is very intricate. So Lord Vishnu saved Lord Shiva and informed the devotee, this is not possible. Why don't you test by touching your own head? Then as soon as he placed his hand in his own head, his head was vanished. So here the people want to take immediate some benefit by worshipping different demigods, but he does not know what is the result. Neither the demigods know. Therefore Krishna says, we'll find in the 8th chapter, that antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Alpamedhasa means one whose brain substance is very small. This is very true. According to brain substance, what is called cerebrum or something, the technical. I was a student of psychology. Our professor, Dr. Arkwart, said that the biggest brain is, by practical psychology, it has been tested 64 ounces. And that is the highest brain substance. But for woman, it is never more than 36 ounces. So they have tested all these practical psychologies. So here the same word is used, that alpa medhas. It is very technical. Alpa means very little brain substance. Those who have got very little brain substance, they try like this. Kankanta karmanang siddhi jajante yodhi. Why little brain substance is getting profit from the demigods? Brain substance little means he does not know what is his actual aim of life. He does not know. Nati vidu sartha gatimhi Vishnu. Those who are trying to be happy within this material world, worshipping different types of demigods and taking benefit very soon. But he, because his brain substance is very little, he does not consider it that how long I shall enjoy it. How long I shall enjoy it. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartina vajina. Even if you, by activities, pious activities, or worshipping different demigods, you go to the Brahma Loka, where the standard of life is very, very great. Life is also, duration of life is very, very great. So that is not permanent. But our problem is that we are permanent, eternal, and we are trying to be happy in the non-permanent condition of life. This is called less brain. My problem is that I am the spirit soul, nitya sāsato. I am eternal, sāsato. Nahannate hannamāne sarīre. I do not die, even after the annihilation of this body. Then where is my eternal body? This question should be raised by the human form of life, athāta brahma jigyāsa. But instead of athāta jīvasya tattva jigyāsa, jīvasya, the only business is how, what is the aim of life, how I shall be eternally happy, how I shall get my eternal life. That is the problem. But they do not consider the real problem. They think, immediately I require some money, so let me worship Lord Shiva or Lord Goddess Durga or Ganesh or Surya. There are so many recommended. That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita, that tad bhavati antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamiva. But people are, they do not care. Of course, those who are worshipping demigods, apart from that there are many atheists, they don't care for anything. They want simply sense enjoyment. It is said that you can get some immediate profit by worshipping different demigods. That is all right. But that is not your permanent benefit. Because karmana, you are creating karmanang siddhi, you are getting some profit by your karma, fruitive karma, but you are creating another life which to enjoy. The fruitive result of this karma, you'll have to wait for next life. So next life means another material body. So another material body means another tangle of suffering, another chapter of suffering. That they do not understand. Therefore, Rishabhdev advising that this is not good. Don't be engaged in karma, fruitive activities. If you be engaged in fruitive activities, karma, then you will have to accept another material body. That may be a cat's body or dog's body or demigod's body or body you'll have to. But as soon as you have a material body, then you'll suffer. The one who does not understand this philosophy, he is called alpamedasam, poor fund of knowledge. Poor fund of knowledge. Real problem is, as Krishna says, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu jatana, that I am implicated with this process of repetition of birth and death. And after birth, there is suffering, old age, disease. He does not consider it. He thinks this is natural. Though it is unnatural. One who does not understand this is alpamedasa, poor, poor phanna. Please try to understand what is Krishna. Then the result will be that after giving us this body, no more material body. Takta dehaṁ punarjanmanaya. No more punar. That is required. But they do not understand it. They want quick result for some sense gratification, but implicate himself in the tangle, entanglement of getting again birth and death that is going on. So Krishna consciousness movement is the most beneficial welfare activities to the human society, because by awakening them to Krishna consciousness, they are saved from this danger of repetition of birth and death. Thank you very much.